jumping around, putting things together that maybe don't necessarily belong, but why not? Why not? So we just heard from an experimental, globally minded jazz ensemble, Gord Gradina's The Marrow. And Gord Gradina, one of the greatest jazz guitarists in Vancouver, and also oud player extraordinaire. So that his new project, this The Marrow, he only plays the oud, not the electric guitar, but he's amazing at it. And yes, featuring also Mark Helias on the bass, Hank Roberts on cello, both Americans, and Hamin Honari on the tombak, daf, and frame drum, so Persian percussion instruments, and he is based in Vancouver as well. So yeah, very cool stuff, very experimental, going in many directions, and we heard the song called Wayward, and that album just came out on Songlines Records. And before that, we heard some very different music. We heard some hip-hop from the U.S., Proven and Vast Air, two MCs. Vast Air of Cannibal Ox, one of the greatest underground American hip-hop bands of the last 15 years or so. And I've only put out two albums, but still legendary. So Proven and Vast Air have a new collaboration project. Their idea is to put out 3 7-song albums. And so they're called 777, Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3. And that's also sort of the name of the band, so it doesn't really matter that much. We'll move on, but Proven and Vast Air with the song Kilowatt, brand new music. And before that, we started off the set with Chancha Vircirquito, a musician from Argentina who has been doing songs with Lito Pimienta long before she was famous in Canada, but now winner of the Polaris Prize, so probably get some attention up here as well. The song La Victoria. Yes, Chancha Vircirquito's brand new record that just came out. Very nice. It's called Bienaventuranza. Yes, so, yes, I was just mentioned Jazz Festival in Vancouver, which starts this weekend, and the dates, it goes from June, what is it, the 22nd or so, till the first week of July. So very big. Amazing how many artists they can bring to Vancouver, and so many good free shows. And one of those free shows is this next band I'm going to play. She is Alsara and the Nubatones. So she is, I believe, originally from Ethiopia, or at least her background is, and now based in New York City. So this band is playing Ethiopian music, but with a very new sound. Yes, Alsara and the Nubatones. Nubian pop music. Sorry, I was wrong. It's not Ethiopia, it's Sudan. Yes, Nubian, right. So north of Sudan or south of Egypt is the Nubian culture. And so, yeah, this band, Alsara and the Nubatones, going to be playing at the Georgia Street Stage downtown June 24th. That is this Sunday. Yeah, free show at 3:45 p.m. on the big stage at the Art Gallery downtown. So, yeah, if you like this, maybe you could spare some free time for some free music. Here is from her most recent album, called Manara, of 2016, Alsara and the Nubatones, and the song Suffer Mini on Wandering Rhythms. We'll be right back. Wow. There you go, some brand new metal from Alberta, not Saskatchewan. I want to say Saskatchewan, but I don't. What I want to say is Sika Nation. Yeah, three musicians, some indigenous metalheads from the Sika Nation of Alberta. Yes, prairie punk roams the northern wasteland like the proverbial Wendigo, and I had to look that up. Wendigo is a Algonquin evil spirit or mythical cannibal monster, mostly from the Atlantic coast and Great Lakes region. But anyways, onto this band we just heard. They're called Iron Tusk. Iron Tusk, and their brand new 7-inch vinyl record called Dark Spirit. We heard that very track, Dark Spirit. So it's very rare we get 7-inch vinyls here at the station. Just had to play that for a few reasons, but yeah, I was also very curious about it. So you can find that online. You can even buy the record or their cassette. It's on their Bandcamp page, irontusk666.bandcamp.com. Very cool. Their second EP, it looks like, Dark Spirit, just came out. And we're going to hear next... I'll mention before what I played. Go-Go Penguin. Go-Go Penguin, a great jazz trio from Manchester, United Kingdom. And what's really cool about them is they play what is kind of influenced by electronic music. Manchester, huge electronic scene for decades now. And they sort of, like, at least with the drum beats, sound like electronic music, like drum and bass, very skittery, almost trap music sometimes. And that was from their most recent album. The song is called Protest. And Go-Go Penguin, by the way, are playing this Friday night, part of the Vancouver Jazz Festival, at Performance Works on Granville Island. So, yes, the 22nd of June, Go-Go Penguin at a beautiful venue on Granville Island. Yep, very, very cool. I've seen them live before. It's just like on the album. Beautiful. Brilliant, even. Yes, so Go-Go Penguin. And before that, we heard from another band playing this weekend at the International Jazz Festival. Alsara and the Nubatones playing Sudanese pop music with certainly some electronic and wizardly flourishes. The song we heard was called Suffer Mini, the last song on their last album, Manara. And we're going to hear something completely different next. Some electronic music from China. And this is a label called Play Record. And they're based, I think, in Beijing. A song called 127PX star 127PX, or multiplied by. And the name, I cannot tell you exactly, but if you translate from Mandarin, it says Hong Kyle. Cool. So here we go. The compilation is called 127. The first compilation on Play Record of their electronic artists. Here we go. Some smooth new music there from Brazilian artists Kurup or Kurup, K-U-R-U-P. Simple. The song Bossa a la Calle and his Minguante EP, which came out last year on Shika Shika Records out of Berlin, Germany. So some cool electronic music with a very distinct South American flavor. They're really doing their own thing down there and we largely ignore it, which is a shame. Yes, before that we heard from a punk band from Argentina. They are called Exeroica, and the song was Del Apocalipsis, 1987. By the way, all female lineup, Analia, Nancy, Narita, and Patra. Nice. And before that we heard from something that gets translated to Wang Hong. Anyways, it's in Chinese characters, so I'm not going to bother. 128px by 128px is the name of the song, and 127 is the name of the compilation on Play Record Records, or just Play Records, which sounds better. Yep, they are based in China, all Chinese electronic artists on that compilation. Very nice. Alright, well, we've traveled far, we have heard a lot of different sounds, and now it's time to settle down in Greece, and not just Greece, Peloponnese, coming up next.
Achtung, Punkrock-Freunde, this is the Blurred Crusade, live on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Stats can be hard to understand. But this one isn't. Nearly 1 in 4 people can't afford food in Canada. What does food insecurity look like where you live? Look up your address at foodsecuritynow.ca. That's foodsecuritynow.ca. Join Community Food Centers Canada in making a difference.